Hello and welcome to Yokohama Stadium on this beautiful spring evening. The date is April 14th. We're at Yokohama Stadium with Yokohama Bay Stars hosting the Yakult Swallows. The Yokohama Bay Stars are currently in fourth place, a half a game ahead of the fifth place Yakult Swallows going into this game. And we are now getting underway. Cedric's first pitch to lead off batter Miyamoto is taken high and away for ball one. The game is now officially underway at 6:01. Second pitch taken low and inside for ball two. Cedric into the windup, and his third offering is taken inside, and Cedric is quickly behind in the count. No strikes, three balls. He winds up again, and the next offering is taken. It looked like a good pitch, but called ball four. Miyamoto has walked on four straight pitches. Even Miyamoto looked like he thought it was a strike, taking a while to set the bat down. That'll bring up Aoki, number two batter for the Yakult Swallows this evening. Aoki, left-handed batter, against left-handed pitching Cedric. Aoki is batting 270 with one home run and three RBIs so far this season. Cedric steps off the mound, fakes the throw to first, keeping Miyamoto close. And now into the stretch, the first pitch, Aoki squares to bunt and takes the ball low for ball one. Now Ishii comes over from shortstop to have a short word with Cedric. Returns to shortstop, and Cedric goes into the set. The next pitch is bunted on up the third base, up the first base line, played by first baseman Sayaki, I think, who throws his second covering second baseman for the out at first base. For out number one, the sacrifice is successful, moving Miyamoto over to second base. That'll bring up Iwamura. There's only one other game this evening. Iwamura swings at the first pitch, lining it into the left field, and fair! Miyamoto rounds third, comes in to score, and Iwamura is thrown out trying to stretch a single into a double. For the second out, with an RBI, next up is cleanup hitting Ramirez. We now have one run in and nobody on with two outs. Ramirez takes the first pitch for strike one, second pitch down low for ball one, one and one. Cedric's third offering to Ramirez. Is swung on and hit to the right side. The second baseman comes over, fields the ball cleanly, throws to first for the third out of the inning. But leadoff base on balls, a bunt, and a base hit to left score one run for Yakult in the top half of the first inning. After half an inning, Yakult leads 1-0. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host, here at JapaneseBaseball.com, Pro Yaki Live. Ishii Takedo will lead off for the Bay Stars in the bottom half of the first inning. Fuji, on the mound for Yakult, throws his first pitch, swung on and fouled off to the left side and out of play for strike one. The second offering is taken up and away for ball one, 1-1. The score is currently Yakult 1, Yokohama nothing. Yakult taking their first at bat in the bottom of the first inning. The next pitch is taken, called strike two on the outside corner. Ishii didn't really look like he agreed with that call. Fuji into the windup, and the pitch swung on, fouled off to the left side and out of play. Count remains two strikes, one ball. Fuji's fifth offering is down low, but swung on and missed. Strike three, swinging. One out. That pitch had Ishii fooled. Next up for Yokohama will be Taneda. Tanada stands in. He's swinging at the first pitch, grounds the ball to the right side, played by the first baseman, who throws over to Fuji covering first base. And we have two quick outs here in the first inning. So, next up will be Kinjo. Kinjo, currently batting .409 with one home run and 13 RBIs. He was the leading hitter his first year. Takes first pitch up high for ball one. His first year as a base star, he started off late in the season. The next pitch is grounded to the shortstop, who throws on to first for the final out of the inning. And the Yokohama Bay Stars go down 1-2-3 in the first. And maybe I'll talk about that sometime later. At the end of one complete, the Yakult Swallows take a 1-0 lead. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. For the second inning, with Yakult leading 1-0, leadoff batter will be number 5 batting Furuta, who takes Cedric's first pitch inside at the feet for ball one. Furuta, now batting .195 with one home run and 4 RBIs, swings the next pitch, lining it into right field and in front of the right fielder for a clean base hit. Furuta, on a countdown to 2,000 hits, has 7 left to go to reach that big number for his career. Next up for Yakult will be Watarai. Cedric into the set. The first pitch to Watarai is taken, called strike one. Furuta not going anywhere. Elsewhere, there's only one other game this evening. That's the Giants at Koshien, and the Giants scored a single run in the top of the first. Next pitch is taken, called strike two. Actually, the umpire may have said he failed to check his swing. The Giants managed to score one run in the first inning there at Koshien against Hanshin on 3 base hits. The next pitch, outside but swung on and missed. Strike 3 swinging. That's the first out of the inning for your Colt, and it'll bring up Sato. The right-handed batter is 2 for 10 so far this season for an even 200 batting average. He checks a swing, grounding the ball to the right side. It's played by first baseman, who throws on to second for one. And the relay back to first is in time. Double play. So, Yakult goes down, 2-1-3, in the second inning, and after one and a half innings, continue to lead, 1-0. And now we're back at Yokohama Stadium. Over at Koshien, in the bottom of the first inning, Hanshin failed to score. Retired 3-up, 3-down against the Giants. So that game, the Giants continue to lead 1-0. Here at Yokohama Stadium, Yakult has a 1-0 lead going to the bottom of the second inning as Fuji finishes up his warm-up pitches. First up for the Bay Stars this inning will be numbers 4, 5, and 6 batters, Saeki, Tamura, and Koike. Saeki takes first pitch in the dirt, bounces all the way to the backstop. Backstop for ball one. Fuji into the windup, and the second pitch is taken in the dirt little more inside. Ball two. Saeki is ranked fourth in RBIs for the season so far. The next pitch by Fuji is fouled off to the left side. Strike one. One strike, two balls. Fuji into the windup again. And the next pitch is taken on the outside corner, called strike two. That evens the count at 2-2. And the 2-2 pitch is taken, misses low, ball three. That brings the count full to lead off batter in this second inning, Saiki. With Yakult leading 1-0. The payoff pitch is called, strike three on the outside corner. One away. That's Fuji's second strikeout of the night. That'll bring up Tamura. Fuji into the windup. His first pitch to Tamura is taken for a called strike one on the inside part of the plate. The second offering is taken inside for ball one. Tamura is batting 300, two home runs, five RBIs. The third pitch is grounded to the left side and threw into left field for a base hit. That'll bring up number six batting, Koike. But first, Fuji throws over to first. Weak throw, Tamura in standing up. Not really a pickoff throw. The Giants fail to score in the second inning over at Koshien. The first offering to Koike is lifted high to center field. Center fielder, left fielder, and shortstop all converge, and it's the center fielder making the call. And taking it in for the out. That's out number two. With the runner still at first base. And number seven batting, Murata comes up to bat. Murata is batting 275. With one home run, two RBIs so far this season. If you're just joining us, the Yakult Swallows lead 1-0 in the bottom of the second inning. First pitch is taken up in the strike zone, called strike one. The next pitch, outside, but swung on and missed, strike two. Fuji is on the mound for Yakult. Currently standing on second base is Tamura, who had a one-out single. The third offering to Murata is taken inside for ball one. And Fuji in the setup. And first he throws over to first, and they've got Murata in a rundown. But the throw to second with him sliding in, he is out, trying to steal on the pickoff attempt. So that retires the side with Murata stranded at the plate. At the end of two complete, the Yakult Swallows lead this one 1-0. current Central League standings. Sees the Hanshin Tigers in first place, leading the Chunichi Dragons and Hiroshima Carp both by 1.5 games. Yokohama is currently in fourth place, 2.5 games out. Yakult is in fifth place, 3 games out, and the Giants are 3.5 games out and in last place with a 4-7 record. We're back to action here at Yokohama Stadium in the top of the third inning. First up for Yakult this inning will be number 8 batting Shidoishi, and he swings at the first pitch, lining it, or popping it up to right center. Tamura, the center fielder, comes over and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. One pitch, one out. Next up is opposing pitcher Fuji. Fuji, left-handed batter. He's 1-for-2 so far this year for a 500 average. He takes the first pitch for strike one. Cedric's next offering is swung on and grounded sharply to the left side, but foul. Two quick strikes on Fuji. He's swinging the bat pretty well for a pitcher. The third pitch, ooh, looked like it got the outside corner to me, but called ball one. The fourth offering, this one, a slow curve, called strike three on the outside corner. That's the second out of the inning, and we go back up to the top of the order in Miyamoto. Miyamoto drew a base on balls his first at bat. On four pitches. That led off the game. He was then sacrificed to second and came around on a base hit to left. And with Miyamoto standing outside of the batter's box, Cedric throws in the first pitch for a called strike one. Miyamoto's saying something is distracting him out there. But he didn't call time before stepping out. Now, Wakamatsu Kantoku is coming out to have a short talk with the home plate umpire. The umpire is explaining something to him, Wakamatsu Kantoku clarifying. My guess is that he's just saying that Miyamoto decided to step out while Cedric was already starting to pitch and he didn't call time. So it's strike one to Miyamoto. The second pitch is swung on and fouled off to the right side. That's strike two. The third offering is swung on and grounded to the right side. Sayaki feels the ball running forward and steps on the bag all in the same motion for out number three. So, the Swallows go down quietly. Three up, three down. Two innings in a row now. But after 2.5 innings, continue to lead 1-0. Over in the Pacific League, the Chibolote Marines are a big surprise to everybody, I'm sure, getting off to a first place run, 11 wins and 4 losses, one game over SoftBank, who is 11-6 so far this season. SoftBank has basically really beat up on Rakuten so far this year. The Cebu Lions are in third place. They're under 500, 8 wins and 9 losses. Nippon Ham, 7 wins, 9 losses, 4.5 games out of first place. Odix are 6-9, 5 games out of first place. And the Rakuten Golden Eagles are where everybody kind of expected them to be, in last place, 5 wins and 11 losses. The exact opposite of SoftBank in terms of domination. They're 1-5 against SoftBank. They've also struggled against Nippon Ham, no wins and 2 losses to Nippon Ham. I'm sure Rakuten will do better as the season progresses. I certainly hope so. Number 7 batter Murata, who was at the plate when Tamura got picked off last inning, will be the first batter of the third, of the bottom of the third, with Yakult up 1-0. Fuji's first pitch to him is taken for a ball, low and away, ball 1. The second offering to Murata is lifted high, but to the infield. First baseman Watarai is in foul territory, then stumbles into fair territory where he makes the catch right next to the first base bag. 1 down. That'll bring up catcher Aikawa. The first pitch to Aikawa is taken inside for ball 1. And the next offering is swung on and missed. Strike 1, 1-1. At Koshien, Imaoka tied the game in the bottom of the second inning with a solo home run. That game is now 1-1. Fuji's third offering is taken inside for ball 2. 1 strike, 2 balls here at Yokohama Stadium. The next pitch is swung on and grounded to the left side. Third baseman has it, throws on to first, and we have 2 quick outs. That'll bring up number 9 pitching Cedric here in the third inning. Cedric 0-1 so far this season. The first pitch is swung on, grounded to the left side and foul. Strike 1. Cedric stands in again. Fuji's second offering is taken high in the strike zone, called strike 2. 2 strikes, no balls. And the third offering is swung on and missed. Strike 3 on 3 pitches. So the Bay Stars go down in order. Again in the third inning. And after 3 complete, the Yakult Swallows continue to lead 1-0. We're moving along at a very quick pace here at Yokohama Stadium this evening on a beautiful spring evening. Sakura in bloom all over Kanagawa Prefecture. Cedric will face the numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters this inning, Aoki, Iwamura, and Ramirez. Aoki batting 270 so far this season. Leads off. And the first pitch is way outside. Aikawa doesn't even reach that one. Goes to the backstop. Ball one. The second offering by Cedric is taken down the middle for called strike one. We have some bad news today. The next pitch is fouled off for strike two to the right side. Former Hiroshima Carp ace Hiroaki Fukushi passed away last night. And the next offering is taken, called strike three. Nice slow curveball by Cedric. That's one out. Also, I received word that former Nankai Hawks infielder and manager Don Blazengame also passed away at 73 years of age in Arizona. So Pro Yaku is mourning the loss of two former MPB players today. First pitch taken outside and low for ball one by Iwamura. Next pitch, ball two. Cedric into the windup, and the third offering is low and away, ball three. His curve comes in sometimes and really and has fooled a couple of batters, but it's not coming in right now. The next offering is swung on, and the 0-3 pitch is lined, going back, deep to left. Haita! Home run! Iwamura lines a no-strike three-ball pitch into the stands in left to put Yakult up 2-0. So, with Yakult now having a 2-0 lead, Ramirez stands in, and the first offering by Cedric is low and away, but swung on and missed for strike one by Ramirez. The second pitch is swung on and missed. Strike two. Two quick strikes on the big batter. And the third offering, up and outside, taken for ball one. Ramirez in. Cedric's next offering, taken low for ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. The next offering, swung on a miss, strike three, swinging. That's two down after the home run by Iwamura. Put the Yakult Swallows up 2-0. That'll bring up number five batting, Furuta. Furuta needs seven more hits to reach the big 2,000 plateau. He got a single, his first at bat. He takes first pitch here for ball one. Uh, the next offering, way up high, two balls. Fans over on the occult side of the stadium have a big board counting down the number of hits to 2,000. Third pitch just misses inside, ball three. No strikes, three balls to Furuta. The fourth pitch is swung on and fouled off to the right side. So, Yakult swinging at no strikes, three balls tonight. It worked for Iwamura, who hit the ball over the left field stands, into the left field stands. The fifth pitch is taken up high, ball four. That's the second base on balls given up by Cedric this evening. Ishii comes over and gives Cedric some more advice. I like it when Ishii is taking charge there. When the Bay Stars made it all the way in 1998, Ishii was the team leader and he really led the team, but he really hasn't been doing that the past few years, I feel. The first pitch to Watarai is fouled off into the stands on the right-hand side. Cedric, into the setup. The next offering is swung on and missed. Strike two. Watarai was really swinging hard at that one, but it looked like Cedric overpowered him there. Got the ball right past him. The third offering to Watarai is swung on and fouled back. Count remains, two strikes, no balls. Neither the Giants nor Hanshin scored in the third inning. The game over at Koshien remains tied at 1-1 after three. The fourth pitch to Watarai is taken low for ball one. Two strikes, one ball. Here at Yokohama Stadium, Yakult leads the Bay Stars 2-0. The next pitch is in the dirt, blocked well by Aikawa to hold the runner, but that evens the count at 2-2. So far this game, Yakult scored in the first inning on a base on balls, but to Miyamoto to lead off. He was bunted to second and brought around on Iwamura's base hit to left, and the other run came when Iwamura hit a home run to left on a no-strike three-ball pitch. The next pitch is grounded to the left side. Third baseman has it, throws to second for the force, and the side is retired. So, with the leadoff home run by Iwamura here in the third one-out home run by Iwamura here in the third inning, Yakult takes a 2-0 lead. We're going to the top or the bottom of the fourth inning at Yokohama Stadium. Ishii Takuro will be leading off for the Yokohama Bay Stars against Fuji. This is the Bay Stars' second time around. Left-handed batter Ishii stands in facing Fuji. Fuji into the windup, and the first offering is called strike one on the inside corner. The next pitch is inside, ball one, 1-1. The Yakult Swallows lead this game 2-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The third offering is taken, called strike two on the outside corner. Furuta sends out the sign, Fuji into the windup, and the next pitch is taken low, ball two, Ishii checking his swing. Fuji into the windup again. His fifth pitch to Ishii is swung on and hit to the left side, but gets left of the third base bag before it's fielded. Foul ball. Count remains 2-2. The next pitch by Fuji is swung on, fouled back, and out of play. I mentioned that the Ducks and Golden Eagles were in last place earlier, and they've really been sitting ducks to the Hawks. Next pitch misses inside, ball three. That brings the count full. Well, last night they finally managed to beat the Hawks for the first time in six outings, 11-9. They did have a 10-1 lead after three innings. Next pitch, swung on, fouled out of play to the left side. Eagles pitching kind of fell apart, the Hawks batters came alive in the eighth inning. The Hawks scoring six there to make it a close game. The next pitch is swung on and hit left. Deep, going back as Ramirez at the warning track, makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up Taneda. Ducton managed to hold on to that game by a score of 11-1, scoring 10 runs in the third inning. Really helped him out. But still, it ended up a close one. Next up is Taneda. He's swinging at the first pitch, and he hits it into the gap in left center. Ramirez running over, can't get to the ball. It bounces in, bounces off the fence, and Taneda is into second base with a stand-up double. That'll bring up Kinjo with a runner at second base and one out. Yakult leading this game 2-0. The first pitch to Kinjo is taken, called strike one. Kinjo batting 400, one home run, 13 RBIs so far this season. Of course, batting averages fluctuate a great deal here during this first month. Next pitch, swung on, foul back and out of play. Strike two, two strikes, no balls. Last night for the Bay Stars, Sasaki managed to get his first save after blowing two. The Bay Stars defeating the same Yakult Swallows 3-1 last night. The third offering to Taneda is taken outside for ball one. There was an interesting manga in this week's Shukan Baseball. It said Sasaki's job is to get that S, and he's been doing it. Only it's been a sayonara S. Next pitch, watch, strike three called on the inside corner. That's the second out of the inning with Taneda at second base. Next up, number four batting Saeki, as Kinjo goes back to the dugout. So now he really got that S that he's supposed to be getting, the save. Hopefully things will start looking better for Sasaki. Meanwhile, at bat, Saeki takes first pitch down the middle, called strike one. The Giants managed to score a run in the fourth inning on two hits. The next pitch taken outside, ball one, 1-1. So the Giants at Koshien are currently leading the Hanshin Tigers 2-1. Here at Yokohama Stadium, Yakult leads 2-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Bay Stars have a runner at second base and two down. Saeki at the plate. Fuji's next pitch, inside and low, ball two, one strike, two balls. Fuji, set position, comes home, misses low and in again. Ball three, one strike, three balls. And the next offering is swung on and fouled away into the stands toward left field. That brings the count full. Two strikes, three balls. Yokohama Stadium looks very nice without that big netting protecting the stands anymore. I have a friend who's already been out there, and he says he loves not having that fence in the way. You really feel like the players are there now, much more so than you do when they have that protective netting blocking your vision. Next pitch, it's a ball pitch, but swung on and fouled off to the left side and out of play. We'll do the full count again. Saeki at the plate, count full. Taneda is second base, who had a two-out double. The next offering is swung on and lifted to the left side. This one's going into the gap. It bounces. One bounce, two bounce. Hits the fence. Ramirez fields the ball off the fence. Sayaki comes gliding into second with Taneda rounding third and coming in to score the Bay Stars' first run. The Bay Stars cut the Swallows' lead in half, 1-2. That'll bring up Tamura with two down, runner at second base, and one run in. The first offering to Tamura is grounded to the left side, but right to the shortstop, who throws over to first to retire the side. But not before two doubles by Taneda and Sayaki put the Bay Stars on the board, and after four complete, the Bay Stars now trail 1-2. Welcome back to beautiful Yokohama on this fine spring evening. We're going to the top of the fifth inning at Yokohama Stadium. The Yakult Swallows lead the Yokohama Bay Stars 2-1. Cedric on the mound for Yokohama. Number 7 batter Sato up to the plate for Yakult. He takes the first pitch high and away for ball 1. Over at Koshien, the Giants have added 3 more runs, and now in the fourth inning, in the top of the fourth inning, and now lead 5-1. Sato swings and misses. Strike 1. That evens the count at 1-1. The only home run so far in that game was by Imaoka in the bottom of the second inning for Hanshin. Next pitch in the dirt and outside, but swung on and missed by Sato. 2 strikes, 1 ball. So the Giants are starting to get some timely hits. Next pitch on the inside corner, called strike 3. That's one away for Yakult here in the top of the fifth inning. Shido Ishii, number 8 batter, coming up to the plate. The first pitch to Shido Ishii is taken low and inside, ball 1. Another big breaking curveball by Cedric. The next pitch, straight, misses inside, ball 2, no strikes, 2 balls. The third pitch is swung on and hit to the left side and through for a base hit. So Shido Ishii has a 1-out base hit here in the top of the fifth inning for Yakult. That'll bring up pitcher Fuji. Fuji was swinging the bat pretty well his first at bat, but went down looking at strike three. He's getting some special instruction. Oh, no, he's got the wrong bat. After Miyamoto confirmed what bat he had, Fuji comes over and is now approaching the batter's box while everybody's waiting. Now Cedric gets ready. Looks in for his sign. Fuji, of course, looking bunt all the way. The first pitch is bunted up the third base side. Cedric fields the ball, throws the second for one. The relay to first is not in time. Oh! Well, they got the force on Shiroishi at second. So the sacrifice bunt fails, and we go back up to the top of the order in Miyamoto. By the way, if you can't tell, I am cheering for the Bay Stars. I do not pretend to not be biased in this game. The first pitch is in the dirt, blocked a little bit by Aikawa, who manages to keep close to the ball. Pitcher Fuji not trying to steal. The next offering to Miyamoto, he fails to check his swing. Strike one on the pitch, low and away. Cedric, set. Next offering, way up high, ball two. One strike, two balls. And Cedric is set again. Next pitch, swung on. Fouled past third base coach. That evens the count at 2-2. Giants are still batting in the top of the fourth inning at Koshien, having scored 4 runs so far in the top of the fourth, leading 5-1 over Hanshin. The next pitch is swung on a miss, strike three. That retires the side. So your Colt had one hit this inning, strand one. At the end of 4.5, your Colt continues to lead 2-1.
Yokohama, face the truth. So, all in all,
Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium, going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Fuji pitching for the Yakult Swallows, Cedric for the Yokohama Bay Stars. Both pitchers pitching very well and very fast this evening. Cedric has struck out 6 Swallows so far. Fuji has struck out 4 Bay Stars, 1 in each inning so far. Scoring so far, the Swallows scored 1 in the first inning when Miyamoto led off the game with a base on balls, was sacrificed to second by Aoki, then brought in on Iwamura's single to left. Then Iwamura homered with 1 out in the fourth inning for Yakult's 2 runs. Koike bunts first pitch, trying for a safety bunt, but fouls it off for strike 1. Yokohama scored their only run on doubles by Taneda and Saeki in the bottom of the fourth inning. So that's where we currently stand. Yakult 2, Yokohama 1. Next pitch is taken high and away, ball 1. Fuji's third pitch to Koike fouled back under Furuta for strike 2. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Leadoff batter Koike at the plate. The next pitch taken inside. That evens the count at 2-2 to Koike. The next pitch is lifted high, but not very deep. Shortstop goes back, and in shallow center field, makes the catch for out number 1. That'll bring up number 7 batting, Murata. Murata, batting 268 so far this season. The first pitch is taken inside, ball 1. The second offering is swung on and hit to the left side, fielded by the third baseman, who throws on to first for out number 2. So with nobody out, number 8 batting Aikawa will come to the plate here in the bottom of the fifth, down by a run. The Giants finally finished in the fourth inning at 4 runs, and Hanshin quickly came up scoreless. Aikawa lines the first pitch to him through the left side of the infield for a base hit. So the Bay Stars have a 2-out runner on. At the end of 4 complete at Koshien, the Giants are leading the Hanshin Tigers 5-1. Here at Yokohama Stadium, the Yakult Swallows are leading the Yokohama Bay Stars 2-1. With Fuji on the mound. We have 2 down here in the fifth inning. Aikawa at first base and pitcher Cedric at the plate. The first pitch is swung on and missed. Strike 1. Cedric had a good cut at that one. He's 0 for 2 so far this season. The next pitch misses inside. Ball 1, 1 and 1. Aikawa takes his lead off of first base with 2 down. The next pitch is taken on the inside corner, called strike 2. 2 strikes, 1 ball to Cedric. With a runner at first, 2 down. The fourth offering to Cedric is swung on a miss, strike 3. That's Fuji's fifth strikeout of the evening, one in each of the 5 innings. And at the end of 5 complete, the Yakult Swallows continue to lead the Yokohama Bay Stars 2-1. As the ground crew comes out at Yokohama Stadium, I can report that the Giants have now added 2 runs at Koshien, Kiyohara and Kokubo hitting solo home runs there against the Hanshin Tigers, increasing the Giants' lead to 7-1. In the Pacific League, a surprise home run king candidate is Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters Oga Sawada. Oga Sawada last night against the Cebu Lions went 3-for-4 with 3 RBIs, including 2 home runs. That leaves Cabrera back behind him with only 5 home runs on the season. Also, last night at Invoice Cebu Dome, Shinjo managed to get his first hit in 23 at-bats, a home run to left. I'm sure Shinjo is relieved to have finally gotten a hit and very happy to have had a home run there. Meanwhile, here at Yokohama Stadium, we're back in play. Aoki is leading off the bottom of the top of the 6th inning and takes 2 quick balls from Cedric to get ahead of the count. The third pitch to Aoki is taken for called strike 1. Cedric into the windup, and the fourth offering is swung on and hit to the left side. Ishii charges, comes up throwing, and in plenty of time for out number 1. That'll bring up Iwamura. Iwamura is responsible for both of Yakult's runs so far, having both RBIs. He had a single to left in the first inning, which plated Miyamoto, and hit a solo home run in the fourth inning. He's currently batting .256. The first pitch is taken low for ball one by Cedric. Cedric asks for another ball. Cedric into the windup. And the second offering is swung on, fouled off to the right-hand side toward the Bay Stars dugout for strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. The Giants are finally retired in the top of the fifth inning at Koshien. The next pitch is swung on and sliced to left. That ball bounces once, twice, before the left-hander fields the ball and throws it back. Iwamura having his third hit of the game, Modasho. Before the left fielder fields the ball, not left-hander fields the ball. That'll bring up cleanup hitter Ramirez. Ramirez so far has grounded out to second and struck out swinging. He swings and misses at Cedric's first offering here. Strike one. Ramirez batting .233 with two home runs, 10 RBIs so far this season. The next offering is up high. Ball one. Yakult leading this game. 2-1. Here in the top of the sixth inning, we have one out and Iwamura on first base. Cedric has the sign, comes set. The third offering is swung on, fouled off to the right-hand side, and that goes into the stands, out of play. Cedric, next offering, is swung on and lifted to left field, deep, but foul. Ramirez got a little bit ahead of that pitch. Fujita is on deck for the Swallows. The next offering is swung on, fouled back and out of play. With count, two strikes, one ball, Cedric gets set to throw his sixth pitch. And it swung on, grounded to the right side. Second baseman has it, throws to Ishii for one. The relay to first is in time, double play. That retires the Swallows. Three up, three down. Here in the sixth inning. And after six complete, the Swallows continue to lead the Bay Stars 2-1. welcome back to beautiful Yokohama. I'm your host, Michael Westbay. You can write in to me either on the forums, or if you have some suggestions or comments about these live games, you can write to me at live@markjapanesebaseball.com. I'm always open to suggestions for learning something more, as this is really a learning experience for me. I am not a professional announcer, as you can probably tell, but I'm learning. Over at Koshien Stadium, Hanshin failed to score in the fifth inning. Giants continue to lead the Tigers 7-1 over there. Here at Yokohama Stadium, the Yakult Swallows continue to lead 2-1, going to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Bay Stars will be sending up their number one batter, Ishii Takuro. Fuji is on the mound for Yakult, throwing very impressively tonight. He has one strikeout in each inning so far, five total. The first pitch to Ishii is swung on, grounded to the right side, where it's fielded by the second baseman, who throws to first for a quick out number one. And speaking of quick, this is a very fast-paced game tonight. Ishii has thrown 63 pitches so far, facing 18 batters, allowing 4 hits, striking out 5. Taneda steps up to the plate. Taneda is the only Bay Star to have scored so far this evening, hitting a one-out double in the fourth inning and coming home on Saeki's double to left. He takes first pitch down low, ball one. The second offering is swung on, hit to the left side, fielded just over the third base bag by the third baseman, who throws on to first in plenty of time for out number two. That'll bring up Kinjo. Kinjo is grounded out to short and struck out looking so far this evening. Fuji's first pitch to Kinjo is taken outside, ball one. The next offering, taken low, ball two. Fuji, ready, into the windup. And the pitch, taken outside, ball three, no strikes, three balls to Kinjo. Kinjo's 13 RBIs so far this season is tops for the Bay Stars. He started off the game batting over 400, but is now at 391, and he takes the next pitch for a ball, ball four on four pitches. So, the Bay Stars have a two-out base runner, and that'll bring up Saeki, who doubled his last at-bat. The score here at Yokohama is Bay Stars 1, Yakult Swallows 2. Saeki coming up to the plate here with two down in the bottom of the sixth inning, is responsible for the Bay Stars' first run, doubling in Taneda, who had doubled two batters earlier in the fourth inning. Abe hits a home run for the Giants in the top of the sixth inning to add yet another run, as the Giants are running away with that one, 8-1 now. Saiki takes first pitch for ball. The next pitch is taken on the outside corner, strike one. Saiki stands in. Fuji's third offering, taken low and away, ball two. Runner at first base, two down, here in the bottom of the sixth inning at Yokohama Stadium for the Bay Stars. Fuji set up again. The pitch, taken low and away, ball three. Fuji is suddenly starting to have a bit of control problems here. Saiki ready. Fuji comes set. And the 1-3 offering is swung on and grounded up the middle. It's played behind the bag by the shortstop, who throws on to first for the out. And that retires the side. So the Bay Stars get a 2-out walk, but nothing to show for it. After 6 complete, the Yakult Swallows continue to lead the Yokohama Bay Stars 2-1. Welcome back to beautiful Yokohama here in the top of the seventh inning. Cedric's first pitch to Furuta is taken for a called strike one, which Furuta disagrees with, shows a bit of disagreement with. Furuta on a countdown to 2,000 base hits, and he just brought it down one more, lining the ball through the right side of the infield for a base hit. His second of the evening. Furuta now only needs 6 hits to reach the big 2,000 mark. As the fans start to change their Furuta countdown place cards, Furuta 2-for-2 this evening. 2 singles and a base on balls. That'll bring up Watarai here in the bottom of the seventh inning. with the runner at first base and nobody out. Cedric comes set. The first pitch to Watadai, who squares to bunt but pulls back, taking it low for ball one. Watadai batting .222 so far this season with no home runs and two RBIs. He's 0-for-2 so far tonight, striking out and out on a fielder's choice. Grounding into a fielder's choice, yeah. Cedric steps off the mound and sends Furuta back before throwing the next pitch, a hanging curveball, low, ball two. The Giants are finally finished in the top of the sixth inning over at Koshien against the Hanshin Tigers. The home run by Abe, putting them up 8-1 over there. The next pitch is bunted up to the first base side. Cedric fields the ball, throws to the covering second baseman for a successful sacrifice bunt, moving the runner along. One out, runner at second base now. That'll bring up Sato. Sato batting .167 so far this season, just 2-for-12. No home runs, no RBIs. Takes first pitch, way up and away, ball one. Cedric has a sign. Comes set. The next pitch is swung on a miss, strike one. One strike, one ball. We're currently in the top of the seventh inning. We have one out, runner at second base. Watadai at the plate, or Sato at the plate. He swings and fouls the next pitch off into the stands on the right-hand side. Strike two, ball one. Yakult Swallows lead this one, 2-1. Both starting pitchers still in this one, as it's a fast-paced game. Both pitchers pitching very well. Cedric with 6 strikeouts so far tonight. Fuji with 5. Cedric steps off the mound, then steps back on. Says no to a sign, then yes. Comes set. And the next pitch is grounded to the third base side, but foul. Count remains, 2 strikes, 1 ball. To Sato. Cedric comes set again. And the next pitch is way up high. Ball two. 2 strikes, 2 balls. Aikawa takes a few steps in front of home plate, has a word or two with Cedric. Says, throw the ball to me. That kind of sign language is understandable by anybody, I believe. The 2-2 pitch is taken inside, ball three, full count. Furuta at second base takes his lead. Cedric comes set. Next pitch is swung on a miss. Strike three. That's the second out of the inning. With number eight batting, Shido Ishii coming to the plate and first base open. So what are the base runners going to do with pitcher coming up next? Ishii Takuro comes over to have another word with Cedric. Cedric and Ishii have what they're going to do down. Again, I really like to see Ishii doing that. Ishii is taking the lead. He's not waiting for the manager to say what to do. He's going out and he is leading. That's what the team leader is supposed to do. Shido Ishii comes to the plate. Shido Ishii popped out to center his first at bat and grounded out grounded into a force play, his second. But Aikawa stands up and they're giving Shido Ishii a free pass here. With first base open. So, we now have three balls, and that's the fourth one. So, with the intentional base on balls here, that'll put runners at first and second with two down here in the top of the seventh inning. The Yakult Swallows leading this game, 2-1. Pitcher Fuji coming up to the plate. He's 1-for-4 so far this season, 0-for-2 so far tonight. The first pitch to Fuji is taken way outside, ball one. Cedric comes set. The second offering is called strike one down the middle. I don't know that I'd put too sweet a ball up there for him. Fuji did have a pretty good swing his first at bat. The next pitch is swung on and grounded back up the middle. Ishii plays the ball in front of the second base bag, throws on to first, and the side is retired. So, Yakult managed to get two base runners on, but have nothing to show for it here in the top of the seventh inning. And after 6.5 innings, continue to lead 2-1. Welcome back to beautiful Yokohama. The Bay Stars will be coming up here in the bottom of the seventh inning with their numbers 5, 6, and 7 batters, Tamura, Koike, and Murata. Meanwhile, Yakult has changed the right fielder from Sato to Miyade. Tamura, yesterday, hit the deciding two-run home run to defeat Yakult, his second home run of the season. He'll be leading off the bottom of the seventh here, trailing 1-2. The first pitch is swung on and fouled back and out of play. Strike one. He's batting 313 with two home runs and five RBIs so far this season. Tamura started off the season rather late. He caught a cold or perhaps influenza just the day before the season opened and was admitted to the hospital with a very high fever. Next pitch fouled off to the right side into the stands. So he missed the first series. The third pitch is taken inside, ball one. Two strikes, one ball to Tamura. Fuji into the windup again. The next pitch misses low and away, ball two, 2-2. Fuji is really pitching a gem this evening. He struck out five so far, holding the Bay Stars to just four hits. Next pitch into the dirt. That brings the count full. Two strikes, three balls. Fuji ties his shoe. Is back ready on the mound. The next pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Strikeout number six for Fuji. That'll bring up number six batter, Koike. Koike batting 167 so far this season with no home runs and one RBI. He fouls the first pitch back at the net. Strike one. His first at bat, he faked a... his second at bat, he tried to do a safety bunt but fouled the ball off. Next pitch... fouled back and out of play. Two quick strikes on Koike. Oh for two so far tonight. Flied out to center and flied out to the shortstop in shallow center field. Next pitch in the dirt. Saved by Furuta. Giants are scoreless in the top of the seventh inning over at Koshien against the Hanshin Tigers. Score over there remains 8-1. Next pitch is swung on and grounded to the right side. Fuji tries to get it, but it goes over him. Second baseman plays the ball. Shido Ishii throws on to first for out number two. That'll bring up third baseman Murata. Murata batting 262 with one home run and two RBIs. He takes first pitch, high and away, ball one. Fuji into the windup, the next pitch, down low. Misses, no strikes, two balls. Murata stands in. The next offering is swung on and missed. The ball low and over to the outside part of the plate. One strike, two balls. With two down. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, nobody on. Yakult leading this one 2-1. Next pitch, misses inside. Ball three, one strike, three balls. Fuji's fifth offering misses inside and low. Ball four. So the Bay Stars get a two-out base runner with number eight batting Aikawa coming up to the plate. That's Fuji's second base on balls. Both of them coming after he's gotten two outs. Before throwing to Aikawa, Fuji throws over to first to keep Murata close. The next pitch, taken outside, ball one. I guess that was the first pitch to Aikawa. Aikawa batting an even 200, 8 for 40. No home runs, 3 RBIs so far this season. He had a base hit his last at bat. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike one. The ball quite a bit outside. He was reaching for it. Fuji comes set. Next offering, swung on a miss, strike two. This pitch over the strike zone. Fuji comes set again. And we throws over to first base. He did that earlier with Tamura at first base, and Tamura broke for second and was thrown out. Score here, currently Yakult 2, Bay Stars 1. Next pitch is hit, is lined deep to right. But that ball's going into the stands and out of play for a foul ball. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. We have two down and Murata standing on first base with Aikawa at the plate. Two strikes, one ball to count. Fuji takes too long. Aikawa steps out. Successfully calling time. Something that Miyamoto didn't do earlier. The next pitch is taken inside. Ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. The next offering is swung on, hit to the right side. That ball go out of play. With no netting to protect the fans anymore over there. Fuji getting ready for his seventh pitch to Aikawa with a runner at first base and two down. But first he throws over to first, where Murata is back standing up. The next pitch is swung on and hit into the gap, left center, fielded by Ramirez, who throws the ball in to second base. Murata rounding the bag a little bit, coming back before the touch. So, a base on balls followed by a hit. Next up is pitcher Cedric. But I think we may be seeing a pinch hitter here. Yes, Uchikawa coming in to pinch hit for Cedric. So Uchikawa is coming in to pinch hit for Cedric. Cedric pitched a beautiful game this evening, allowing just two runs on six hits. Uchikawa is batting .500 as a pinch hitter. With runners at first and second, and two down, Uchikawa takes ball low and away, ball one. Yokohama Swallows are leading this one currently, 2-1. Yokohama looking to come back here in the bottom of the seventh with two down and two on. Pinch hitter Uchikawa at the plate. Next pitch, taken low and away, ball two. Fuji, come set. His 100th pitch of the game is taken low. Ball three. No strikes, three balls to pinch hitter Uchikawa. The next pitch is taken outside but called strike one by a very gracious umpire. So we come up, one strike, three ball pitch. Is taken way outside and low. Umpire can't do anything with that one. It's a base on balls. That loads the bases for number one batting Ishii Takuro. Two down, bases loaded. Base stars down by one here in the bottom of the seventh inning. your Colts fielding coach in front of the dugout telling the fielders where to play, Ishii. Ishii batting 367, no home runs, one RBI so far this season. He's 0 for 3 so far tonight. Struck out, flied out to left, and grounded out to second. The first pitch to Ishii misses low over the outside part of the plate. Ball one. Left-handed Ishii getting ready. Comes set. Fuji's next pitch is down the middle, called strike one. That's the one you have to hit, Ishii. Yakult leading this one. 2-1 in the bottom of the seventh inning. We have bases loaded. Ishii Takedo at the plate for Yokohama. And the next offering by Fuji is way up high. Ball two. One strike, two balls. It's starting to look like Fuji's tiring. He's given up two base on balls so far this inning. Ishii ready at the plate. Fuji ready on the mound. The next pitch just catches the outside corner, called strike two. 2-2. 0-2. Over at Koshien, the Hanshin Tigers failed to score in the seventh inning. That game, Giants leading it 8-1 over the Hanshin Tigers. Here at Yokohama, Yakult is leading the Bay Stars 2-1 in the bottom of the seventh. Yokohama has the bases loaded. Number one, Ishii at the plate. Two strike, two ball pitch is swung on and fouled out of play to the left side. We'll have to do it again. And the 2-2 offering is swung on. Fouled off to the left side again. Just about the same place. So, we'll have a third 2-2 pitch. Fuji has a sign. Come set. The next pitch is taken outside. Ball three. Full count. Full count. Two down. Bases loaded. Bay Stars down by one in the bottom of the seventh inning. It doesn't go any further than this. Fuji set. The next pitch is swung on and hit up the middle and through. Base hit. One run in. Runner from second runs third. He scores. Ishii has a 2 RBI single. Jacked in. Bay Stars take a 3-2 lead here in the bottom of the seventh inning. So, now this game is completely turned around. I tell you, one thing that really bugs me when I play ball is walks. Walks hurt. And here, Fuji gave up 2 walks this inning, and now finds himself down by 1, going into the inning up by 1. Uchikawa went over to third base on the base hit. That'll bring up Taneda. Taneda has a double this evening. First, Fuji throws over to keep Ishii close. Taneda has grounded out to first, doubled, and grounded out to third so far this evening. He takes the first pitch, kind of high, but called strike 1. Fuji comes set again. The next pitch is lifted high to the left side. Miyamoto calls it on the left side of the second base bag. And when the ball finally comes down, makes the catch to retire the side. But not before the Bay Stars turn this game around with a bases-loaded base hit up the middle by Ishii. And after 7 complete, all of a sudden, the Bay Stars lead this game 3-2. Wow, that was quite a 7th inning for the Bay Stars, scoring 2 runs to turn this game around. Going to the top of the 8th inning, the Bay Stars now lead this one 3-2. And into pitch for the Bay Stars will be Kroon. Kroon will be facing the top of the Yakult batting order in Miyamoto, Aoki, and Iwamura. Over at Koshien, the Giants got a couple runners on in the top of the 8th inning, but did not score. That game remains 8-1 in favor of the Giants over the Hanshin Tigers. Here at Yokohama Stadium, the Yokohama Bay Stars are leading 3-2 in the top of the 8th. I'd like to remind you all about our contest going on. First pitch by Kroon to Miyamoto is taken up high and away, ball one. The next pitch catches the outside part of the plate, called strike one. The contest is fairly simple. Answer who will be in first place in each league, and you could win yourself a baseball cap. The next pitch by Kroon misses inside and high a little bit. Ball two, one strike, two balls. Please remember that the person who guesses the closest number of runs, should more than one person choose a team. Next pitch, fouled away. 2-2 to Miyamoto. So if multiple people guess the correct first place team, which is Chiba in the Pacific League right now and Hanshin in the Central, the next pitch is grounded to third base side. Murata has the ball, throws on to first for an easy first out. A lot of people are just leaving the default value there, whereas pretty much all of the teams have already surpassed the default value in the contest. So, please, I'd like to clarify, I don't see anybody voting more than once, so you can vote more than one time, just once for every 24-hour period. The next batter is Aoki, and he swings and misses the first strike. Kroon, next pitch, misses inside, ball one. That evens the count to Aoki, 1-1, with one down here in the top of the eighth inning. The next offering is swung on, fouled off to the left side and out of play by Aoki. Daimajin should be warming up in the bullpen right about now. Daimajin Sasaki getting his first save of the year last night. Kroon's next offering misses up high. Two balls, two strikes. The next pitch, ooh, just misses outside. Ball three. That brings the count full to Aoki. So the full count pitch to Aoki, Shobu pitch, is swung on, fouled off to the left side, and that's going into the stands, out of play. We'll do the full count all over again. Kroon comes set again, pitching from the stretch. The next pitch is lifted to center field. That ball is going deep at the warning track. Tamura has it as he runs into the wall. A long out for Aoki. That'll bring up number three batter, Iwamura. But first, Nomura pitching coach comes out to have a word with Kroon. And he takes the ball from Kroon. So, we're going to see another pitcher here. So after getting the first two outs here in the eighth inning, I don't recognize him. Holtz! Ah, okay. New foreign pitcher Holtz comes in to be the third foreign pitcher of the evening for Yokohama. Holtz finishes up his warm-up pitches. Left-handed Holtz. This is his fifth game. He's got no wins, no losses so far. Two holds. Oh, this is his fourth game. No wins, no losses, no saves, two holds, and 0.00 ERA. He has yet to give up a run. First pitch to Iwamura is fouled off and out of play to the left side. Iwamura batting .275. He's responsible for both of Yakult's runs. Knocking it in, his first at-bat with a single to the left and a home run. His second at-bat, he takes that pitch called strike two. Nice pitch down the middle. Holtz pitching from the stretch with nobody on and two down here in the eighth inning. Just misses outside. Two strikes, one ball to Iwamura. Over at Koshien, Hanshin Tigers failed to score again in the eighth inning. They trail that one, 8-1. The next pitch is swung on and lifted to shallow left. Ishii goes back and on the grass makes the catch for out number three. So, the Swallows go up, three down, here in the eighth inning. And going to the bottom of the eighth, Yokohama leads this one, 3-2. Welcome back to Yokohama Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host, here at JapaneseBaseball.com, Pro Yaku Live. The Yokohama Bay Stars are currently leading the Yakult Swallows here at Yokohama Stadium, 3-2. We're going to the bottom of the eighth inning, where we'll see numbers 3, 4, and 5 batters, Kinjo, Saeki, and Tamura, come to bat for Yokohama. we've got a beautiful evening this evening. It's been a beautiful day all day today. Into pitch for Yakult this inning is Yamabe. Fuji pitched a beautiful game up until two outs in the bottom of the seventh inning, but that third out just came a little too late for him as Ishii hit a two-run single up the middle with bases loaded. Cedric, also not being outdone, also pitching a beautiful game this evening. Scattering Yakult hits throughout the innings. The first pitch to Kinjo is taken right over the plate, low in the strike zone for strike one. Kinjo 0-for-2 tonight with a walk. The next pitch is grounded right back up the middle. Yamabe stabs at the ball and gets it. Throws on to first for out number one. That'll bring up Saiki. Saiki had a big RBI double in the fourth inning, accounting for Yokohama's first run of the game. The first pitch to Saiki is taken up and away, ball one. And the next pitch is taken, called strike one on the inside corner. Yamabe from the stretch throws third pitch, called strike two down the middle. Nice pitch. Not one you want to be taking too often. Yamabe set again. And the next pitch misses low and away. Ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. The next offering is swung on and hit up the right side, just foul of the first base bag. Saiki will do it again with Yamabe on the mound. And the next pitch is swung on and hit to the right side. This one stays inside the first base line, fielded by the first baseman way behind the bag. He tosses the ball to the covering pitcher for out number two. 1-3 out, then a 3-1 out for two down. That'll bring up Tamura. Wakamatsu-san comes out and has a word with the home plate umpire. It looks like we're having a pitching change for Yakult here. Number 62, Yoshikawa comes in to pitch for Yokohama. With two down here in the top of the eighth inning, nobody on. Okay, now's as good a time as any for a review of the game so far. Yakult started off the scoring in the first inning when Miyamoto led off the game with a base on balls, was sacrificed to second by Aoki, and driven home on Iwamura's single to left. That accounted for the Swallows' first run. Iwamura in the fourth inning with one out hit a solo home run to left for a 2-0 lead. And we're back to action now. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, Yokohama leading 3-2. And Yoshikawa's first pitch just misses outside to Tamura. Ball one. Yokohama scored one run in the fourth inning on doubles by Taneda and Saeki. Next pitch called strike one on the outside corner. Tamura checking his swing. Yokohama scored two more when, with two out, Fuji walked Murata and gave up a base hit to Aikawa. Next pitch down low, ball two to Tamura. Pinch hitter Uchikawa then drew a walk to load the bases, and Ishii Takedo hit a comebacker up the middle. Next pitch is lined through the right side and into right field for a base hit. The Bay Stars have a two-out runner aboard yet again this game. Ishii's single up the middle in the bottom of the eighth inning scored Murata and Aikawa to turn this game around, giving the Bay Stars a Gyakuten 3-2 lead. Next up is left fielder Koike. Koike batting 160, 4-for-25 so far this season. He's 0-for-3 so far this evening. Yoshikawa first fires over to first base, where Saeki is in standing up. Koike looks down to third base for a sign, then stands in. Yoshikawa comes set. And the pitch is swung on, grounded to the left side, but right to Miyamoto, who's tosses over to second base for the force out. And that retires the side. So at the end of eight complete, the Yokohama Bay Stars continue to lead this game 3-2. here at Yokohama Stadium, it's been announced. Number 22, Sasaki, coming in to pitch for the Bay Stars. The Daimajin gets a huge round of applause from the fans, who have already forgotten about the two blown saves. And just remember last night's big save, retiring the heart of the Yakult order, Ramirez, Furuta, and Watarai in order. And he faces these same three this evening. Ramirez, the first batter here in the top of the ninth inning, with the Bay Stars holding on to a one-run lead, 3-2. The first pitch to Ramirez misses low and away for ball one. Over at Koshien, the Giants have failed to score in the ninth inning. That game remains Giants 8, Hanshin 1. Second pitch to Ramirez is swung on and foul tipped into Aikawa's legs. Looked like it got his thigh. That's going to hurt a little while. Sasaki comes set. Third pitch to Ramirez is swung on and lined to left over a leaping Ishii, and one bound, two bounds before reaching left fielder Koike. Leadoff base hit for the Swallows here in the top of the ninth inning. All right, Daimajin, take a deep breath, settle down, let's retire the side. Next up is Furuta. Furuta now batting 233, much more respectable than he was doing a week ago. He's got two hits so far this evening. He needs six more hits to reach the big 2,000 for his career. First pitch taken, called strike one. Up in the strike zone over the middle of the plate. Hanshin failed to score in the ninth inning, and it's a complete game there at Koshien Stadium. Hanshin Tigers lose to the Yomiuri Giants 1-8. The next pitch is swung on and lifted to center field. Going back is Tamura, and just in front of the warning track makes the catch for out number one. That's one away for the Swallows. Number six batting Watarai coming up to the plate. In general, Yakult's fortunes go the way that Furuta does. When Furuta is doing well, Yakult does well. When Furuta isn't in the lineup, they do rather poorly. Watarai batting 222, 0-3 so far this evening. Comes up to the bat. Ramirez on first base, having a leadoff hit here in the top of the ninth inning, with Yakult trailing 2-3. He fakes bunt, takes strike one. Sasaki comes set. The next offering is swung on and fouled off to the left side, past the left base, past the third base coach. that brings the count to two strikes, no balls. Sasaki well ahead of Watanai here. Sasaki doesn't have nearly the speed that he used to have before going to the majors. I think that this is his main problem for the moment right now. Sasaki set. The next pitch misses outside. Watanai not taking it, or not going for it. Two strikes, one ball. Sasaki comes set again. Two strike, one ball pitch. Swung on. Fell off to the right side. Past first base coach's box. Watanai is swinging late on that one. So, once again, two strike, one ball count by Sasaki. Sasaki looks in, comes set. Next pitch is swung on and hit to the right side and through for a base hit. Ramirez holds at second base. And the Swallows aren't giving up so easily. Watanai with a base hit through the right side. Puts runners at first and second with one out here in the top of the ninth. Yakult trailing by one run. 2-3. That'll bring up Miyade for the first time this evening. He came in defensively. And he takes the first pitch right down the middle, called strike one. Sasaki, set. Next pitch, taken, just missing on the inside part of the plate. One strike, one ball. Just missing low. The 1-1 pitch. Is swung on and lifted back and out of play into the stands. Two strikes, one ball. Sasaki has his sign. Miyade standing in. And the next pitch is swung on. Miyade fails to check his swing. Called out, swinging by the home plate umpire. That's two away. Forkball in the dirt. Blocked well by Aikawa. Shows that Sasaki's forkball is still effective. Ishii comes over, has a short word with Sasaki, who says Yes. And climbs the mound again. And it looks like Dobashi will be pinch hitting for Shido Ishii. The first pitch to the right-hand batter is taken for a called strike one up in the strike zone. We're currently in the top of the ninth inning. Yakult has runners at first and second with two down. They're facing Daimaji and Sasaki on the mound with the Bay Stars up 3-2. Sasaki set, the next pitch way outside. Aikawa diving out there to stop that one from going to the backstop. That evens the count at 1-1. The next pitch, Dobashi fails to hold up his swing, strike two. Swinging at a high and tight pitch from Sasaki there. One more pitch. Sasaki has his sign. Comes set. The next pitch is swung on and fouled off the plate. So we'll do it all again. Two strikes, one ball to Dobashi with two down. Runners at first and second for Yakult. The Swallows trailing 2-3. Sasaki takes a deep breath, stands on the mound, has his sign, comes set. The next pitch is swung on and lifted to left center. Center fielder comes over, makes the catch, and the ball game is over! The Bay Stars win this one by a come-from-behind victory, 3-2, Daimajin gets his second save of the year, bit of trouble, but nothing more than he can handle. The Bay Stars improve their record to 5-5 to come even 500. Daimajin gets his 250th save, I believe. Let's see. He's received a bouquet of flowers. Ishii throwing out some signed balls to the crowd. Well, this was a big win for the Bay Stars, as they all are, taking it one game at a time. Big come from behind victory. The Bay Stars coming from behind in the seventh inning. Heroes of the game are Ishii Takuro and Cedric. Cedric, of course, throwing an excellent game. And Daimajin is being called out there to take the pedestal as well. Yes, it was Suzuki's 250th save. So, there you have it. Here at Yokohama Stadium, the Yokohama Bay Stars defeat the Yakult Swallows in a come-from-behind victory, 3-2. And with that, I'd like to say wish you all a good night, or good morning, wherever you happen to be. So, until next week, this is Michael Westbay for Pro Yaku Live, signing off.